Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we come up to a great milestone. The great milestone is the actual beginning of the vote casting and the decision making by the public as to who is going to be the next president of the United States. Or are we going to have another 4 years of Joe Biden? The Iowa caucuses on Monday. I can't believe it. It is just crept up on us. Last night there was an extraordinary, and I think extraordinarily disappointing, interchange between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. We'll be speaking to where this goes and how it is that Nikki Haley seems to be by far the more credible alternative to Donald Trump as the primary season moves forward. Her most significant supporter, certainly in the state of New Hampshire, is the governor of the state of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, who's been a frequent guest on this radio show. He is an extraordinary public servant and a very effective and very popular governor. He's going to be joining us to talk about what happened last night, what's going to happen on Monday with the Iowa caucuses, and what that future means for the Haley campaign. Also, there's a statement by the New York Attorney General, this about the, presumably, the fraud case involving President Trump in New York State. Listen.
That he, in fact, violated the law for repeated fraud over a period of years. And so I want everyone to know that the personal attacks really don't bother me. The fact is that this trial has shown, and we have produced evidence about the scope, the scale, the depth, the breadth of the illegality, the fraud that impersonally enriched Donald Trump and his family. I want to thank the judge. I want to thank my team. I even want to thank opposing counsel. But at the end of the day, the point is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how rich you are, that no one is above the law, and that the law applies to all of us equally and fairly. I trust that justice will be done, and I'm confident in that. And I'm extremely proud of the case that we put on. Good evening and thank you.
That was Letitia James, the Attorney General of the state of New York, who had brought the fraud trial against President Trump and his family's company. The judgment is supposed to come back from Judge Engoron by the end of January. So we're talking about, 20 days from now? Within 20 days from now. It could be faster than that. Judge Engoron had to cut President Trump short from his allotted 5 minutes to make his statements in court, in which he claimed that the proceeding against him, of course, was an attempt to destroy an innocent man for political gain. Obviously, Letitia James, the elected state attorney general in New York State, has a different view. In any event, we're going to be speaking to Chris Sununu, who is the very conservative. By the way, somebody was honored by Reason magazine. He was rated, I believe, two terms in a row as the most fiscally responsible governor. In other words, the governor who takes about care of his state's finances most effectively of any governor in the United States. Governor Sununu is going to be joining us. And he will have something to say about some of the notions that were put forward last night by Nikki Haley, his candidate, and by Ron DeSantis. The very last question that was asked before their closing statements was from CNN's Jake Tapper, who asked DeSantis and Haley, each of them, to say what they admired about each other. Listen, this is clip three.
You have been sparring on the campaign trail for months. We've seen some vicious attack ads going back and forth, and tonight we have had a very lively debate. On a different note, Governor DeSantis, let me ask you, what do you admire about Governor Haley?
Well, look, I mean, I think that, at the United Nations, I did think that she spoke out strongly on some key issues, and I appreciated that. I also appreciate the state of South Carolina. My wife is a College of Charleston graduate. Her parents lived there for many, many years, and so it is a wonderful state. There's a lot of great people there, and I think to be able to have been governor there is a great achievement, and I really appreciate everyone I've gotten to meet in South Carolina.
Governor Haley, what do you admire about Governor DeSantis?
I think he's been a good governor.
Okay. So we're going to squeeze in another quick break.
Okay, yeah, they have a chance to squeeze it in. She couldn't say anything else, maybe warm up a little bit. She could have said he's been a good governor. He seems to have an extraordinarily close and loving marriage with his wife, who was his main campaign advisor. I think different things you can find about Ron DeSantis, that he's an outstanding first baseman and baseball player, was a star of the Yale baseball team. I don't know. You're reaching for it. But the lack of any recognition that we're all on the same team. I mean, I think Americans need that generally and across partisan lines. We are all on the same team. We all want better things for our country. We all want our country to work better. And this idea that you want to see the destruction of your political opponents because you disagree with each other, we can do better than that. There's more about the issues last night that came up in the debate. Frankly, there was only one real clear issues disagreement, because both Haley and DeSantis are two-term governors. Of course, Governor DeSantis is still in the midst of his second term as governor of Florida, but their big disagreement came regarding Ukraine. The other thing that was striking about the debate last night is we have this looming disaster, and it really would be a terrible thing about another partial government shutdown. And there's no question at all the polling shows, who would be blamed for that partial government shutdown? The Republicans in the House of Representatives and Speaker Mike Johnson. Most people still don't even know who he is. But if all of a sudden, having put this off and put this off, we're going to go to another stop, gap, save message, or go forward, as some people on the Freedom Caucus seem to want, and believe that they will gain somehow by having a partial government shutdown, that's something they didn't bring up in their conversation last night. They did, however, talk about the disagreement on policy toward Ukraine, where the disagreement is fairly clear-cut between Haley and DeSantis. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Talk about into everybody. You never give anybody a chance to finish. You give them a chance to talk, but whenever you want. I don't know why you profess such hate against people if they don't agree with you.
Michael Medved, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Fan of your show. I almost never agree with you.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we are talking about the ongoing unfolding of the first round in the battle for the Republican nomination, the first round in actual votes being cast and counted. And one hopes they get counted and counted more effectively than the last Iowa caucuses, which were Democratic caucuses, remember? Here's a trivia question for you. Who won the Iowa caucuses last time they happened? That would be back in the year 2020. And when Joe Biden was running for the nomination, he did not win the Iowa caucuses. He finished fifth in Iowa. He didn't do well at all. It was won by Pete Buttigieg. Yep, that's correct, but it took them 16 days to finally count the votes. Let us hope they have better luck in vote counting this time. In the last debate before the Iowa caucuses, there was one point in which Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley agreed emphatically, and that was a point that was made by DeSantis at clip 14. Listen.
Donald Trump should be on this stage. He owes it to you here in Iowa to explain this change he's had in his positioning, to explain why he has a tough time saying whether a man can become a woman or not, to explain why he wants to build a billion-dollar-plus big, beautiful new FBI building right in the heart of the swamp in Washington, D.C. He needs to explain why he didn't build the wall and why he added $7.8 trillion to the debt. Every candidate needs to earn your vote. Nobody's entitled to your vote. And he comes in here every now and then, he does his spiel, and then he leaves. I've shown up to all 99 counties because it's important. You're a servant of the people. You are not a ruler over the people. And that's the type of president that I will be for.
And this was a strong words against Donald Trump from somebody who had been clearly making his own pitch for Trump supporters. And the other attack that DeSantis put forward, which accused Trump of a crime that I had not heard mentioned before, which is word vomit. This is Trump talking about DeSantis talking about Trump's previous pledge that if there were problems with the outcome of this election, he would favor the termination of the Constitution. Yes, he used the term termination. This is clip four.
Is there any meaningful difference in how you and Donald Trump view the Constitution?
My role model for how to do the Constitution is George Washington. He said, the Constitution is the guide that I will never abandon. And I remember when I took an oath to be an officer in the U.S. Navy, you raise that hand, you put that left hand on the Bible, and it's interesting, the oath doesn't say that you're going to defend the shores of the United States or engage in military conflict. The oath simply says that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States. As President of the United States, you will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. You can't just terminate the Constitution. I mean, I know he does, you know, word vomit from time to time on social media, but obviously I will uphold the Constitution. But, and I think it's fine to criticize Donald Trump, and I know the media brings this up a lot. But you know who else deserves to be criticized? The people that violated the Constitution during COVID to lock people out of schools, to destroy businesses, to force masks on people, to try to force vaccines.
Okay, and he also criticized Haley for not fighting against school lockdowns, not mentioning the fact that she wasn't governor of South Carolina during COVID, or certainly during most of it. This is Governor DeSantis, clip 11.
As president, would you restore federal funding to those mental health institutions?
Yes, we need more people in institutionalized settings, unfortunately. But, you know, Governor Haley mentioned, I think correctly, the devastating mental health consequences for these school closures, a lot of things that happened during COVID. I never recalled seeing her out there fighting the fight. I was on the front lines on that. Governor Kim Reynolds was on the front lines on that. We fought back against the biomedical state. We were attacked by the media. We were attacked by the pharmaceutical companies. We were attacked by the left, attacked by Fauci. We stood and we helped people, and Iowa and Florida had the best schools opening in the entire pandemic because we led. That's what you want to do.
And then Haley, in the course of a discussion on support for Ukraine, which she unequivocally favors as a necessary step for American national security, Santas, remember, he said it was only a territorial dispute. And this is Haley then pivoting to another attack on Governor DeSantis. Clip two.
So I did not support the aid package. I support equipment and ammunition going to Ukraine. I think it is incredibly important that we're honest and say we have to focus on national security. Don't go and lie to the American people to make them think we can't do this. You turn around and raise the debt limit. You're the one that's talked about, look at what you did to Florida. But think about the fact that he's talking about, where is this money going to come from? The best way to tell about a candidate is to see how they've run their campaign. He has blown through $150 million. I don't even know how you do that. Through his campaign, he has nothing to show for it. He spent more money on private planes than he has on commercials trying to get Iowans to vote for him. If you can't manage a campaign, how are you going to manage a country? Which is exactly what he
does. Okay, yes, a spirited exchange. And where do they go from here? There's an analysis in the New York Times where they talk about how the Iowa caucuses could go and what's next in each scenario. We'll be exploring some of that with one of Nikki Haley's most prominent supporters and backers and planners in her campaign, the governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, who knows, there may be some presidential campaigns for him in his own future. He is a remarkable public servant, and I'm very pleased he's going to be joining us on the show. And there's also a real question about what happens with the government shutdown that is coming up. Right now, the Republican majority in the House of Representatives is down to two seats because of various resignations and early retirements. So what are they supposed to do? And would a government shutdown really be as destructive? Well, one area where it would be destructive would be in Republican prospects and prospects for Republican candidates for the Senate and House in particular. We will get to that and more. Chris Sununu coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
There really are no evil people.
You don't think there are evil people in the Bible?
Jesus said that everyone is basically good.
What's your biblical source for everyone's basically good?
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley face off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses Wednesday night. The debate was hosted by CNN. At the same time, frontrunner Donald Trump held his own town hall event hosted by Fox News not far away in Des Moines. During the televised debate, DeSantis and Haley sparred over a range of topics. Each of the candidates was also asked about what they consider an insurrection to be.
At the end of the day, I will always defend and fight for the Constitution. That's what we should do as Americans. I think what happened on January 6th was a terrible day, and I think President Trump will have to answer for it.
Haley said it's wrong. Former President Trump cannot concede that he lost the election to President Biden in 2020. This is USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Just two things you need to know about Christopher T. Sununu. Number one, he is the 82nd governor of the state of New Hampshire, currently serving his fourth term. And number two, back in 2020, which does seem like a different era, but back in 2020, when he ran for re-election, he received more votes than any candidate in state history. Governor Sununu has also been a prominent endorser of Nikki Haley and has been helping her with her campaign. Governor, you're looking forward to Iowa. What is it that Governor Haley needs to do to have a successful day next Monday when the Iowa caucuses take place?
Well, I think here's the amazing part about Nikki Haley. She hasn't set any expectations for Iowa. She really hasn't. It was DeSantis and Trump said, I'm going to win. No, I'm going to win. So they're the ones that have set these really high expectations. I mean, we'll see what happens there. Even without setting expectations, she's doing well because she's just working hard. She's earning it. She's being genuine, being herself, obviously incredibly knowledgeable about some of these issues. So it's just naturally going very well for her, especially with some of these latest polls. But you don't take any of it for granted. You got to work so hard all the way to the point when the caucuses actually happen. I suspect she's going to keep doing that, and I think she'll do well. So I don't think she needs to do anything, but I think she's going to do very well.
Do you know if President Trump has plans to come to New Hampshire before your primary on the 23rd of January?
Yeah, he'll be here at least two or three days. you know, he's not going to be doing the retail politics, really meeting people, saying hello like he should. He kind of comes in, he does a rally or two, and then he flies out. He doesn't engage voters, really. I think that's really one of his downfalls. Back when we were kind of more seeing eye to eye in 2020, retail campaigning is what I begged him to do in 2020 here, and he didn't, and he lost it even in the general, you know, handling by much more than he had lost in 16, because he just has it now in his head. He's going to do rallies. It's kind of self-gratification for him. But that's not what a campaign's about. I mean, a campaign is about the voters and engaging with them, because regardless of what the media says, regardless of what you and I say, or an endorser or a pundit, whatever it might be, it's really about the voters that choose the leadership of this country. So Nikki's doing it the right way. She really is. We're helping her set her schedule. She does the ground game stuff. She hangs in the breweries with us. She has a beer with us. She just talks to people in a diner. She has an open ear. She's just genuine. She's just genuine in herself. And then you have all the knowledge base and the experience behind it. It's a pretty cool opportunity that is catching fire in New Hampshire.
When you're having a beer with Governor Haley, does she interrupt the social niceties by saying, oh, and be sure to visit DeSantisLies.com?
I haven't heard. DeSantisLies.com, that was a new one on me last night, that's for sure. So I hadn't heard that before, but I think we've all heard plenty of it now, to be sure. I mean, when she's engaging, and, you know, when you're on that debate stage, I mean, I've been there. I've been a candidate four times. I won four elections here. You know, when you're on a debate stage, the whole thing takes on kind of a life of its own. You got to be tough. I did like last night. It was just two candidates. If you notice, they put them really close together. They could literally reach out and touch each other and give each other a high five if they wanted. So it was intimate that way. And so, you know, she's got to, you know, show some toughness and show that she's not going to get pushed over by Ron DeSantis. I think she did a great job of that. Obviously brings all this amazing knowledge and expertise. When you're on the campaign trail here, a lot more relaxed. It's not about the other person as much. It's just about what you're delivering for the country, what your style, your brand, your approach is. And it's great. With her, it's absolutely natural. It comes off better than anybody. That's one of the main reasons I got behind her, because she was, that we agree on every last policy or not. She's just so genuine and transparent. She doesn't change her answer for what people want. She just has this is where she is. This is, you know, what she's about, and it's connecting. It's working. I love it.
The most recent CNN University of New Hampshire poll shows the race really close in New Hampshire, with 39% of likely Republican primary voters for Trump, 32% for your candidate, Nikki Haley. If she actually wins the New Hampshire primary, it would be a huge upset. Would that be a very serious blow to at least the assumption of Donald Trump's coronation, right?
That's it. And that's the most amazing opportunity, because most of the country on the Republican side is behind Trump because they've been told by the national media he can't be beaten. So when you shatter that presumption, when you show the emperor has no clothes, so to say, everything is, it's like hitting a big reset button. Oh, and by the way, then she goes to her home state of South Carolina, and she has a month to campaign there to close the gap there, just like she's done in New Hampshire, which she knows how to do, kind of copy a lot of the playbook that she's had here, one that was successful for her in the past as a governor of South Carolina. And, I mean, imagine having two primaries with two Trump losses. I mean, that would be amazing. I mean, that's really pie-in-the-sky stuff. But now now Trump would be, you know, now I'm not saying dead in the water, but in real trouble, not just the presumptive nominee anymore. So this is politics. And in New Hampshire, we have an opportunity to really hit that reset button for the entire country, and it would be a breath of fresh air for everyone.
Within 24 hours before Chris Christie actually suspended his campaign, withdrew from the race, you had urged him to do that. And, of course, you had urged him to come over and endorse Nikki Haley. Have you spoken to Governor Christie since his decision to withdraw and follow your advice?
No, I haven't. Look, Chris is a great guy, great governor, ran a great race. You know, it didn't catch as much fire as folks would have liked, as I'm sure his folks are like. I'm sure he's disappointed. I'm sure his voters are. You know, probably a little bit raw, a little bit still, and that's to be expected. And you can't just assume all of his voters are going to come to Nikki Haley. I think she understands you got to go earn that. And so that's why she's engaging so aggressively. But no, I haven't spoken with him. Obviously, it's never easy on a candidate when you have to go through that. But, you know, this is all about beating Donald Trump in the primary, bringing this party together again, galvanizing folks, getting the country hopeful again. So it's all right there, right? Amazing glide path to do that, but you still have to earn it to cross that finish line.
And what would you say to Chris Christie, or what will you say when you do speak to him to try to secure an endorsement for Governor Haley?
You know, if Chris wants to endorse, that's on him. I'm not going to sit there and beg him for an endorsement or anything, because he's a smart guy. If he wants to get on board, he will. And if he wants to do that, he'll do it on his time. If anything, when I say Chris, I'm just going to say, look, man, great. He ran a great race, a hard-fought race. He had a strategy specifically around Trump where he was, you know, speaking that truth about, you know, the realities of Trump that no one else was doing. He deserves a lot of credit for that. Just in Garner, didn't turn into the votes, and that's what you need at the end of the day. It's not about, you know, who's more aggressive. It's about who can actually garner the votes. And so he came up a little bit short. But most, you know, they all get into the race, Michael, knowing that it's a long shot. Everyone, and Chris did, everyone does, right? Because there were 12 people in the race, and so no one has a clear path to victory here. So knowing that on the front end, it's still hard when you have to say it didn't work out. It's still hard when you have to tell your supporters, your most ardent ones, that it's not working. But, you know, if anything, it's just saying, hey, great, you know, great race. Would love your help any way that you see fit. Because his voters are going to come, not because Chris said so, because Nikki, again, has to go earn them. And I think we respect that process.
Last question, very quickly. You have a lot of fans here in the Great Northwest and among people who work on our show. And one of them asked me to ask you, if Nikki Haley becomes the next president of the United States, and she becomes the Republican nominee first, of course, and she picks up the phone and says, hey, Chris, will you be my running mate? Would you take the vice presidential nomination?
Oh, sorry, Mike, you're cutting out there. I'm sorry, I couldn't get that last question. No, I'm kidding. No, you know what? I have no interest in Washington. I mean, I really don't. I'd be a boy. That would be such an honor. Nothing I'm thinking about. Nothing. I can tell you nothing even Nikki Haley is thinking about, right? When you're a candidate, you just think about your race, what you're doing. If the victory comes, it comes, but you got to earn it state by state. So, no, that would be quite an honor. But I love New Hampshire. I don't know if Washington could handle it. Let's put it that way.
Well, I hope they do someday. Governor Sununu of New Hampshire, we will be right back on the Medved Show with some highlights from what Chris Christie said yesterday. That and more coming up on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Iowa caucuses straight ahead coming up Monday, and then 8 days after that, boom, it's the New Hampshire primary. With all of that going on, it's too easy to forget one of the other challenges we're facing as a country. Headline, conservatives thrust the House back into chaos yesterday. Grinding business to a halt to protest the spending deal that Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican, had struck with Democrats to avert a government shutdown and leaving the funding package in limbo. A dozen hardline Republicans defected from the party line to tank a routine procedural measure blocking consideration of a pair of GOP bills in what amounted to a warning shot by members of the ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus that they would not stand for the agreement. As the measure failed, members of the group could be seen in animated discussion with Speaker Johnson and his deputies in the House floor. A Republican revolt underscored Mr. Johnson's predicament in trying to steer the spending deal through the closely divided House. You know what the Republican margin is right now? There are two. It's two! Because of resignations and early retirements and just absences, they have a margin of two seats. That's all they can afford to lose. And the Republicans, of course, would lose much worse than that if we do have a government shutdown and they end up being blamed. Meanwhile, Chris Christie yesterday, we played on the air a good deal of his announcement of suspending his campaign. And it was not a carefully prepared or crafted speech, but it was a highly memorable one because you had the idea that this guy was speaking to you from the heart. And here is where Governor Christie announced that he is getting out of the race. This is clip 24.
My goal has never been to be just a voice against the hate and the division and the selfishness of what our party has become under Donald Trump. It's also been to win the nomination and defeat Joe Biden and restore our party and our country to a new place of hope and optimism in this country. I've always said that there came a point in time in this race where I couldn't see a path to accomplishing that goal that I would get out. And it's clear to me tonight that there isn't a path for me to win the nomination, which is why I'm suspending my campaign tonight for President of the United States. I know, and I can see it from some of the faces here, that I'm disappointing some people by doing this.
But he did it, and he also included in his speech a very moving line about America's need to love our country. And it's a line that echoed what President Reagan used to say. This is clip 66. Listen.
Those people who are coming over that border, many of them are walking hundreds, if not thousands, of miles to get there. Because here is where they see hope. Here is where they see freedom. Here is where they see success. Here is where they see that flag, which means for them, thousands of miles away in other countries, all of those principles. We are still the indispensable nation to the rest of the world. We need to be the indispensable nation once again to each other. We need to believe in America as much as they believe in America. Right now, they believe in America in a way that this country, angry, divided, with selfish leadership, who puts their own ambition first, isn't doing for our country anymore.
It's moving, and it seems to me highly important. I hope that he is able to play a role as this campaign proceeds, and he gets over some of the disappointment he feels. He says that his main goal here on is going to be to make sure that Donald Trump no longer leads the Republican Party or represents the Republican Party. And the only way he can really help accomplish that most meaningfully is to decide on an alternative candidate and to get behind that candidate. Because otherwise, with people basically assuming that there is no real possibility for an alternative for Trump, the things will just proceed pretty much as conventional wisdom expects. Now, there is one point that is made in one of the analyses about the Iowa caucuses. People are so confident that Trump is going to win big that many of his supporters might be discouraged, especially when the temperature is going to be way below freezing. It's supposed to be very cold all day Monday. And so we will see what the impact is on turnout. Meanwhile, there is been voting going on for a lot of the critical organizations. The Screen Actors Guild Awards have been presented, and the Golden Globes, of course, coming up to the Oscars. One of the Oscar contenders is a romantic story about people reconnecting who had a deep connection in childhood when they were 12 years old each. Movie is called Past Lives, and it's one of the critical favorites of this year. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Greta Lee plays a Korean girl who comes to the United States at age 12, but leaves behind intense memories of her best friend from school in the lushly romantic Past Lives.
Childhood sweethearts who reconnect 20 years later and realize they were meant for each other.
There's just this kid in my head for such a long time. I think I just missed him.
written, produced, and directed by a supremely talented newcomer named Celine Song. This movie works in part because all the characters are so sympathetic, including the adoring and indulgent husband who the main character has acquired during the 20 years she was separated from her childhood fixation. Past Lives, rated PG-13, may be slow-moving, but it's worth lingering over its irresistible lyricism. 3 stars for one of the most memorable films of the year that makes the past of these characters feel like your own. And on the Michael Medved show, we may not have a full-time staff maintaining reports from the ground in Iowa, which is the center of the political universe at the moment. But we will have David Drucker from the Dispatch reporting from the ground and the Iowa caucuses and what is likely to happen on Monday. David will be on our show tomorrow. We also have Mark Esper, who was the Secretary of Defense at the end of the Trump administration. He is now speaking about Middle East conflicts and the American troops who have been under frequent attack by militias affiliated with Iran, by the Houthi rebels in Yemen and elsewhere. And then Ian Bremmer, who is a futurist, somebody whose job is to predict what is coming in the larger world. Ian Bremmer is going to be joining us talking about the biggest risks for American security in 2024. And speaking of American security, South Africa is bringing the charge of genocide against the Israelis at the World Court in The Hague. Now, Israel isn't affiliated with the World Court in The Hague because it is the UN, and every aspect of the UN has been so anti-Israel. But they are responding here with the basic claim that if there is one side that is truly genocidal in this conflict, it certainly is not Israel. It is Hamas. We will be bringing you up to date on those developments right here on the Michael Medved Show. And there is an analysis of how the Iowa caucuses could go, and the one thing that people in Iowa dread most, which is a repeat of what happened in 2020, when literally they didn't know for days and weeks who had actually won the Democratic Iowa caucuses. We'll be talking about that and so much more coming up Friday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.